Ben thought for a moment, then nodded.
And none of them feel like Force users, he added.
They had found no reason so far to suspect Sith involvement in O'Holly's disappearance, but because their initial mission in the area had been to investigate a ship sighting on the planet Ramuk, they were being careful to avoid excluding the possibility.
Those pirates, or whatever they are, don't even know we're here.
Then we'd better keep it that way, Tahiri said.
So far the plasma is masking us fairly well, but this thing is hardly a stealth fighter. Let's shut down everything we can, then try to look like a hunk of nickel-iron asteroid.
Ben frowned.
And do what?
The same thing as the pirates, Tahiri said.
Wait. It's the only way to figure out what they're after.
Ben was quick to shake his head.
That could take days, he said. It's better to hunt them down, then follow the signal to O'Holly's Stealth X and learn what we can from its memory chips.
What makes you think the whole Stealth X is down there?
Tahiri asked.
I don't see why they would bother towing the whole starfighter in here when all they need is the astromech, the pilot seat, and the Rectenna array.
Ben frowned.
You don't?
He asked.
Haven't you been reading the technical updates?
Tahiri's ears reddened.
I may have skipped a few, she admitted.
What am I missing?
The distress signal has a dead man switch now, Ben explained. Anytime the seat comes out of the cockpit or the astromech is ejected from its socket, the astromech activates both beacons automatically. That way, if you take a big hit and your Stealth X comes apart, the rescue team still have a chance of finding you. Or at least your astromech. It's been that way for a year.
Okay. So the distress signal would have gone off earlier if the Stealth X had been disassembled outside this cluster,
Tahiri said.
That still doesn't make going after our would-be ambushers the smart play.
They have 6 craft, and this Mitari is hardly a top-notch starfighter.
They're pirates, Tahiri, Ben said. We can handle them.
We think they're pirates, she said. Ben, the last status report we received was days ago. For all we know, those are Chiss out there.
Ben could hardly argue. Their last contact with the civilized galaxy had come when the Jedi Council sent a message telling them that Ben's father would be joining the Solos and would like to arrange a rendezvous. So far, scheduling a rendezvous in the Rift had proved problematic, mostly because events had been escalating so fast. When Ben remained silent, Tahiri continued.
And whoever they are, they managed to capture a Jedi Stealth X. It would be foolish to underestimate these guys, Ben.
Ben exhaled in frustration.
And we're not in Stealth X's, I know, he said. But the longer we sit here, the better the chance of them stumbling across us by accident.
Tahiri cocked her brow.
Really, Ben? You don't think we'd sense them coming?
She reached over and squeezed his arm.
I know you're worried about your father, but if he needed help, if there was anything he thought you could do to help, you would feel it in the Force.
Ben looked away. He wasn't so sure, and that was the problem. He simply didn't know what had become of his father. Did the cold hole in his heart mean that Luke Skywalker was lying unconscious somewhere, his life seeping out of him in breaths and warm red drops? Or had his father simply drawn in on himself, hiding his Force presence from some dark being powerful enough to come hunting for him? After a moment, Ben turned back to his mission partner.
What about O'Holly? He asked. She could be alive and hurt down there.
Did you feel her Force aura when you reached out to find our ambushers? Because I sure didn't.
Tahiri removed her hand.
Ben, you're letting your emotions influence your judgment, and you know better. We need to let things play out here.
She paused and flashed him a smile.
Then we'll see if the Grand Master of the Jedi Order really needs us to rescue him.
Ben sighed in frustration, but nodded.
Okay, deal.